President Trump said Monday Sudan will be removed from the list of countries that sponsor terrorism if Sudan follows through on its pledge to pay $335 million in compensation to the victims of 1998 Al-Qaeda bombings of U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania. The attacks killed more than 220 people in both countries. Trump says the compensation money will be paid to U.S. terror victims and their families. Many Khartoum residents called the announcement a victory for Sudan's revolution. The Sudanese military ousted longtime President Omar al-Bashir in April 2019 under pressure from protesters. The move would pave the way for Sudan to obtain international loans and aid needed to help its ailing economy. Imtinan Sanhuri, a resident of Khartoum's Shabia neighborhood, says 3 decades of Bashir's policies led to Sudan's economic sanction. She says many national developmental projects collapsed due to a shortage in funding or because the government simply could not maintain them.
We had a lot of issues during the sanctions period on developing our national productions projects, such as the National Railway, Al Jazeera Scheme for Agriculture. We expect this decision to improve these fields, and Sudan will really benefit and develop in the coming period.
While she believes lifting Sudan from the list of state sponsors of terrorism is a positive move, Sanhuri remains cautious about the U.S. politics. She says the Trump administration should be serious and fulfill all its promises made to the Sudanese people.
I hope the decision should not be used by the American government to initiate a new political game against Sudan. I don't want to hear about the new demands that would put Sudan to begin a new bargain and appeal for settlement.
Khartoum resident Ali Abdul Sattar also welcomes the announcement, saying it will allow Sudan to benefit from the international investments.
Sudan was banned from any international transaction, banned from all forms of international investments, so no foreign investor could come in and invest in Sudan to the extent that our own products were not accepted in the international market. Our livestock used to be exported to Egypt and were sold under their local companies. So we have been really affected so much with this sanction.
Omdurman resident Ayat Yusuf Abu Tawila regards the announcement as a great achievement for the transitional government and the people of Sudan. Abu Tawila believes Sudan will benefit from imported modern technology and equipment that will lead to a better service delivery for citizens.
The decision might help a lot of students to get scholarships abroad in countries that had suspended their ties with Sudan during the decades of Bashir's rule. Now, we will be able to import advanced health equipment and our people don't need to travel abroad for treatment anymore.
Sudan's transitional government welcomes the announcement and says it will pay the $335 million compensation. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.